Yeah, praise the Father.
Amen.
I want to offer up a meal offering to the Father.
Yes.
Amen.
It has been in the oven for quite a while. And I'm very happy that today at the feast, I could, I have the opportunity to bring it to the Father as a meal offering.
Amen.
Yeah, in the past few weeks and months, the Lord has given me a lot of opportunity
to prepare something for the Father in order to offer it up to him as a meal offering. And I have been reading about the meal offering over and over again, and I found that the Lord wants to give me a new humanity. Amen. And there have been a couple of situations in the past few weeks and months where I was surprised that there are too many opportunities to gain Christ in various aspects. And some of these experiences were not too easy because the Lord was working in several aspects. For example, some sufferings or some experiences where I thought, why am I in this situation? Or what went wrong? Or did I do something that was not right? And many a times I was reminded of the Lord when he lived on this earth, being surrounded by so many people trying to pierce him, trying to give him a lot of trouble. And in certain situations, I found myself in similar circumstances where the Lord showed me in my spirit, now is the time for you to eat me as a meal offering, to eat me as your fine humanity. I had a couple of situations where I was very close to react to certain things, and perhaps in some situations I probably would have the right to react because some things went really wrong, very wrong. But through the word of the meal offering, I had a way out. I was able to turn to the Lord and tell him, Lord, now I am not going to react. Not because I'm so capable or I know how to stay calm. No, I can react if I want to. But I was thinking of the Lord Jesus, who lived such a wonderful life, being attacked from so many sides and angles, even misunderstood by his own disciples, in the midst of his friends and acquaintance, being a lot of trouble. And in that situation, I was able to eat the Lord.
Amen.
I came to him many times. I said, Lord, thank you for the situation. I want to eat you. I have lots of leaven in myself too. I want to get rid of it. And we brought out a small book about the last conference in New York where we shared, or the fellowship was about the meal offering, and I've edited a small part about where the Lord was, or the meal offering was pierced. It was prepared as a pancake, flat and pierced. And when I edited that part, I thought, oh, wow, that's very interesting. But in that moment when I edited it, I didn't know that a couple of weeks later, I became the pancake. And I was reading, I took the book again. It's at home on my desk. And I opened that page and I said, so what did I edit again? And although in these situations it was not so easy as I can now testify here when I look back, but it was a good experience for me to see that the Lord Jesus, he was one who, he was willing to be pierced, to be flattened, to go through all kinds of sufferings in order to prepare a meal offering for the Father. And so in these situations, I consciously took the Lord. I said, Lord, perhaps this is for me to experience you as my fine humanity. And I don't think I have this humanity by nature. I have reacted in the past many times, but this time I purposely said, no, I want to experience Christ. And even though the circumstances were not like that, a lot of things tried to stir up my reaction from angles that I did not expect. Honestly, that I didn't. I expected many things, but not this. But in this situation, it was so good to take Christ as such a wonderful meal offering. Amen. It's fine flour with oil, without leaven. And then in the end, it went through the oven. And I think all these experiences are for us to save us from our fallen humanity. Amen. And in the end, to prepare a meal offering for the Father. I thank the Father for all these experiences. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
When I made this flight to flight home, in the week before, I became filled with cares about the flight. It was at 6 a.m., and the earliest bus from Tübingen was shortly after 5, and the earliest bus from Cleaning in Stuttgart was also after 5. And I thought I might have to even sleep in the airport or call a taxi. And then I had a really bad cough. And there were all these sorrows in me. But somehow the Father really arranged everything for me. And I was able to stay with a family. And one of the Father brought me to the airport at 4 a.m., and in the car, so early, we started to pray. And the Lord really took all the sorrows away. And we enjoyed the verse that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Amen. And then when I got to the airport and I was alone, then the Father said, reminded me of the song, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Amen. Amen. And then everything was okay again, and I had no more sorrow. And since Amsterdam, I had the same flight as OC and one of his sons, but for some reason, I didn't find out until we were both in John Wayne Airport. And I thought, why not? Lord, why didn't you show me? But then I thought back about my experience in the plane, and I realized that the Lord was using it to teach me how to walk by the Spirit. And in the plane, I was so thankful that he had provided everything for me, and I wanted to give him a burnt offering. So on my first short flight, I talked to the person next to me, and I showed him a verse, and I wasn't paying attention to the Spirit. And so I just kept talking, and this poor person was very uncomfortable. And then the Lord told me, you need to abide in me. Because if you abide in me can you bear fruit. Without me you can do nothing. And the next flight, I wanted to give up, but I said, Father, I want to gain a burnt offering for you. And so I was able to open my mouth again, and this time I only shared one verse and then I stopped speaking. And it was so good. And then the person asked me, oh, so this is what you're really doing in your laboratory. And immediately I said, oh, no, that's not what I'm doing. And the Lord said, why are you so quick to deny me? And I really had to repent. And I want to learn more and more to really follow the leading of the Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Yes, I also want to bring a meal offering to the Father. Yeah, today I experienced Christ as in his humanity when I feared that sin tried to come out into me, and yeah, I felt really that I had no power to overcome sin. And then I thought about that the Lord is our unleavened bread, and that I saw this leaven in me was very strong. And I took the Lord as my unleavened bread, and I experienced how the sin went away. That there was suddenly no more power over it, and it was, I don't know where it came from, and I don't know where it gone. But yeah, therefore I want to give this meal offering to the Father, and yeah, I really enjoy the stays here, and it's so wonderful. The Lord is so great in us. Amen.
Amen.
But I've been upset at a person for over a year, and it's so tough to feel like someone stabbed you in the back. And so it's really hard to forgive that person. But I just praise the Lord because the Lord showed me a verse. It says in Matthew 6, for if you forgive men their trespasses, 14, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And that really spoke to me because I realized I have so much leaven in me and so much unrighteousness. And I the Lord had really died for me and saved me from all of this unrighteousness. And it's, why can I not forgive this person? And so I just want to testify that I am freed from all of my dislike and upsetness, and I am so freed from it. I'm rejoicing over the last several weeks. I am freed from it. I don't have any problems. And so I have peace with God, and I have peace with men.
Amen. Might as well walk back to my seat. I would like to offer a sin and trespass offering to the Father. And it also turned into a meal offering. And with the conference and planning for everything, there was a lot of things to do. And, of course, I was very eager to help with everything, all the scheduling and airport pickups and everything like that. But then there was one point where a couple of things in a row did not go according to my planned concept. And all of a sudden, I found myself getting really bothered and really upset. And I started to complain, why is it happening like this? Everything is so chaotic. And then the Lord really was trying to turn me to the Spirit again. And even one of the saints said, you have to be flexible. Because... And then I really had to repent before the Lord and say, Lord, this isn't even any of my work. This is your work. Yeah. So everything needs to come from you. And even why am I so upset about something that I'm not even, that is completely of the Lord's? Yeah. If it's his work, then why am I upset if something doesn't go right or the way I planned it? So I really was thankful for this experience that, yeah, the Lord is such a wonderful sin and trespass offering. He can deal with this sinful nature in me, the sinful nature that would rise up against everything that the Lord would do. And I had to take him as my trespass offering to deal with this trespass in my heart. And then, praise the Lord, as the conference went on, and even though things were still a little bit chaotic here and there, really the Lord's humanity was able to overcome everything. And yeah, praise the Lord, he has such a wonderful fine humanity. And the way the Lord dealt with people when he was on this earth, it was really with so much wisdom, and he knew exactly how to adjust to every situation. And this was really what I experienced. Praise the Father.
Amen.
Amen.
I like to offer up Christ as my burnt offering to the Father. This week, I had a lot of opportunities to experience the Lord, and I had really asked the Lord, I really want to experience you this week, to have something to bring, and even to bear fruit for the Father. And actually, it was last Sunday. I was pretty apprehensive, actually, to go to a Christmas party at my grandma's house, just because of the situation. And not almost no one there is a believer. And I just didn't really even want to go. And after I got there, I really had to turn to the Spirit, really, just to and say, you know, I want to be fully for the will of the Father. And then my cousin's girlfriend came, and then the Lord just opened up my mouth, and I started sharing with her, just. And at that moment, I really was able to take Christ as my burnt offering, just to be fully for the will of the Father. And then also I experienced Christ, too, as a meal offering, because he really provided me with so much to say to her, and many verses to share, and even opportunities to invite her to come to the meetings. And she sounded interested. So I have to praise the Father.
Amen.
I want to offer up Christ as my meal offering this week. At the beginning of the week, I was asking the Lord, you know, okay, you know, I want to experience you so that I can have an offering to bring to the Father, to worship him. And I was just thinking, well, I'm not at school anymore, and that's usually where I have all my experiences. So I was praying, you know, I want to be able to worship the Father. And then the night of the conference, right before the first meeting, I got a text, and it said, Sarah, you're on for children's meeting tomorrow morning. And I was like, why? You know, I didn't sign up for this. I'm going to miss like two meetings of the conference because of it. And I was just thinking in my head, I was like, why do I have to do children's meeting? And, but even as I was thinking those thoughts, I knew I shouldn't be thinking those thoughts. And I really, you know, the Lord was telling me, you know, what are you doing? And I really had to repent. And, and after that first meeting, and then the next day, as I was preparing, I was praying over the verses, because we were going to be talking about the Feast of the Passover with the children. And so I was reading in Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 through 14. And so I was pray reading over that. And then in morning watch, we ate it again. And then we also read it again in the children's meeting. And I really experienced, you know, eating the unleavened bread and really purging out that leaven that was in me, those thoughts of, you know, because I'm here to serve the living God, whatever way it might be. And after, you know, after I really ate of this unleavened bread, it was really so amazing. You know, I had such a burden for that children's meeting, and I was with Vince. We were, I mean, in my experience, it was really a wonderful children's meeting. Like, they were really good, and what we were trying to convey came across. The children understood. And I really have to praise the Lord that He provided this experience, so that I can offer this meal offering to the Father. Yes. And yeah, praise the Lord. It was a wonderful experience. Yes.
Last week, something happened between me and one of my friends, and I was able to experience turning to the Lord and not reacting at that moment. But then as the week went on, there were more opportunities where I felt the situation come back into my mind, and I kept on thinking about it and thinking about it. And then I said, Lord, I really need to turn to you right now. And I was able to experience his fine humanity and not let, like, myself be angry at just everybody around me because of it. And, it was actually a really peaceful week throughout this week. And then the conference was so eye-opening. And, this thought came up into my head, and it was, like, yesterday or something, and I didn't know what to do, and I just turned to the Lord, and I was reminded that He came up with all the solutions before the foundation of the world. Amen. And I had to praise Him that I could experience His fine humanity. Yeah. Mm.
Praise the Lord. I wanna offer up a burnt offering and sin offering to the Lord. On Friday, we went to the park. I want to play sport there, but somehow in myself said, stay here. So I stay at the playground and then play with all the kids there. And somehow I saw a grandma with two kids came into the park, into the playground, and then somehow in myself told me to go and talk to them. So I went and played with the kids, and somehow the grandma asked me that, oh, what are you, are these people as the same group? And then I said, oh, yes. And then she said, what are you doing there? What are you doing here? So within me, I heard the Lord said, open your mouth. Yes. So I just share briefly about this conference and how to find us and our website to her. Hopefully the Lord opened her eyes and bring her to the meeting. And her name was Anna. Please keep her in mind. And for the sin offerings, it happened this morning. I was late to pick the Chinese family up at the hotel. On the way there, myself said, oh, should I lie to them that this thing happened, those things happened, so I am late. Yeah. And the Lord within me said, I hate lying tongue. Yeah. Yes, so he remind me of Psalm 120. So I paused for a moment, said, okay, I'm going to tell them the truth that I'm late. And I hit all the red lights on the way there. Yes, praise the Lord that he was with me. Amen. Praise the Lord.
I'm going to offer up a sin offering that's kind of old, but it just did so much for me that I have to share it. I guess for some time I was like pursuing things that were kind of dumb, like wanting to be popular or just wanting certain things in life. And I was reading Psalm 73, and it said, Truly God is good to Israel, to such as are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost stumbled. And then it says, like, when I saw the prosperity of the wicked, pride serves as their necklace, their eyes bulge with abundance, and they have more than their heart could wish for. And when I read this verse, the Lord really just spoke to me, and he said, like, why are you pursuing these things? And I just praise the Lord, because this whole desire that I've been pursuing for months just went away completely, and I was like, wow, what am I doing? And then I have a peace offering I wanted to offer up about a month ago. It's kind of old, sorry, but I got angry for the first time in like 4 years or something. And to me, that was like, it shocked me, because, I don't know, it takes a lot to get me angry. It really takes a lot. And my voice, I was really surprised. I think I'd spoken the loudest I can ever speak. I think like two houses down might have heard me. But usually when I remember like 4 years ago when I got mad, how I would deal with it would be, I would just like not talk to that person and just go to my room. And then, you know, let your feelings resolve itself after time. But right afterwards, like a second afterwards, and this was my brother, but a second afterwards, the Lord really spoke to me. He said, and he showed me the verse, "Do not let the sun go down in your wrath." And I was like, dang it, you know? I don't want to talk to this person. I'm so angry with him. And I was just like, oh, I don't want to have to talk to him. And I was like, man, I really got to experience the Lord in this way. And I prayed about it. And I was like, oh, it's so weird to have to go and say, I'm sorry for, you know, what I did and et cetera. And, but it was just so good to experience the Lord in this way. And I was just really surprised that I could even experience the Lord in this way. Because in the past, like I said, I would always just let it be resolved on its own. Lastly, I just wanted to share, we had such a good young people's kids meeting today. Basically, we drew like a maze, and we had someone solve it. And then we would have the other kids go through the same maze. And some of the kids would be like, no, I don't want to go through that way. And they would try a different way, and it would only end in a dead end. And it just showed me that God has already made the way for us. And it's stupid to try another way. It's stupid to try things ourselves. And if we want to be a first fruit, our example was, if you want to be like the 300th fruit or something, you know, some people are slower. And the way to be slower is to try to do things yourself. And it just really showed me that God has already made the way for us. And all we need to do is really follow that way. Amen.
This is a very small offering for the Father. But I really experienced the Lord changing in me. A couple days ago, there was a situation that happened, and I was really offended. And, you know, usually I'm pretty good at just bearing it, and I'm usually not very angry either, but it kept bothering me, and the Lord told me to speak to this person, and I spoke to him, and then I had peace, but then the peace went away, and I was, Lord, I thought I dealt with this, what's happening? And throughout the conference, I kept asking the Lord, what does it mean to keep the feast? And I really wanted to experience it in reality, and today I really experienced that we have to keep on purging the leaven out, And I experienced this as my reality. When I spoke with this person, I really felt the Lord speaking, and I really felt the peace. And it's so good to experience this in reality. Yeah. Amen. That we have to keep these feasts, keep the feast of unleavened bread 7 days, right? I don't want there to be any leaven in the church. Yeah, and amen. I'm definitely, at least for my part, I'm going to keep purging out the leaven. And I hope that we all do the same. And yeah, praise the Lord. So I wrote it down, but I have a trespass and peace offering for the Father. And today, I was bringing a sister and her son back from. I was bringing them from the park to the hotel, and then after I used my GPS, I realized I didn't know the way back from the
hotel back to the port because I had to pick Nakan everyone up. And then I was, and usually when I get lost, I get angry because I'm angry that I'm wasting gas and going the wrong direction. But today I just had a lot of peace because, I don't know, I realized I just had a lot of peace because the Lord told me to try to experience him as the meal offering. But then, like practically, he would show me the way. And then, so I had some peace to just retrace like my steps to go back to the park. But then after a while, I was like, maybe I'm going the wrong, completely wrong way. Because I realized like all the places look different. And I'm pretty good with directions, but when I'm in Fountain Valley, everything looks the same. So I was really lost. So I had to pull over and call Nakan because my Tu's phone was in the car, so I couldn't call him. And then and I had to call her, and she showed me the directions back, or she sent me her PIN. But I, and then that's the time when I realized I really had a trespass before the Lord because I didn't trust him. Because after I checked the GPS, I realized I was going the right way, actually. And then the Lord just showed me how much I walk by sight and not by faith. And there, and then he reminded me of the verse that says to walk by faith and not by what I see and around me and things like that. And it really touched me because also I realized how lately in the church life, I get so disappointed by what I see. Like when we pray for new ones or something and the Lord doesn't answer, I get kind of disappointed. But then the Lord reminded me that I have to have faith and I have to trust that he will build his house. And even though the outward things look really bad, but he will, I have to have faith.
I would like to, can everyone hear me? I would like to offer a combined offering. I would like to say the meal offering, sin offering, and trespass offering. Though I'm not really exactly sure if that's the right offering, but I would like to make an offering to the Lord. And I would like to really offer in the form of testifying or slash prophesizing my spiritual journey. So like many saints here and saints in the world, I grew up in the church. But like some saints, I grew up in denomination, and I was raised and born in that denomination. And through all those years of growing up in it, I was really influenced by the flesh there and all the concepts and religion in it. And it really affected me and made me really question myself. But praise the Lord that just a few years ago that he showed me the light, but he showed me it through a year of depression and hardships and trials. And after really receiving the Lord and really taking him as my God, the coming years were really bumpy for me. So I would describe my spirit as a graph. Some days it would be at the very top, and some days it would go really low. Then it would go back up, then get lower, then go up, but not as much. It really get even more lower. And I was aware of this, but I didn't really know what to do. I thought I really knew the Lord in his words, but turns out I didn't know that I was really deceiving myself with all these concepts and religion that I grew up with. No, I just forgot what to say next. Sorry. I really wanted to be a true worshiper for the Lord. I really wanted to really share the word with other fellow classmates that I believe that they really needed to know him. But I knew that I couldn't do anything because I was so in my flesh and I was really just not really for the Lord. I always wanted to really share, and this is my first real offering. But the thing is, every time I tried to share, all my fleshly thoughts would come up. All these things Satan would throw at me to distract me or to kind of kill that will, that he would say things like, oh, your sharing's not important. You'll just make other people mad. and it really turned me away from the Lord. The past few weeks before this conference, or rather, I knew it was coming up, and those weeks that were coming up, I knew I was really in the flesh. It was my worst of the worst. That at that point, I could say I was almost dead spiritually. I knew that this conference would give me light and really give me peace. But on the day that I was supposed to come here, I missed my flight. And when I missed that flight, I knew the Lord will give me some sort of testing or tribulation, really. And after when I missed that flight, my soul felt even more emptier. I really did feel dead spiritually. And the first few days, it was really hard for me. Every second, I would keep questioning myself. Why am I here? Why did I come to California? Why did I use all this money or all this time? Why did I create so much stress for my parents to bring me here? But I knew the answer was to really come to praise the Lord and really grow in Him and experience His reality. But this question kept popping up to me, and I was really scared or paranoid, I could say. And after that, I started having morning watches with some fellow brothers. And through those morning watches, I started feeling some sort of light or something kind of touching me, like gently. And I felt really happy that I really started to experience the Lord again. But today, I did not go to the morning watch because I made excuses like, oh, I was too tired. Oh, I'll praise Him on my own. I'll read the Bible in the morning. But I ended up not doing it. And I knew the Lord will really give wrath to me. In the meetings, it really touched me about the feast of the first fruits and how I really wanted to be a first fruit. But I knew that I really couldn't really eat this word. That today, I felt really in the flesh that I couldn't hear anything that Brother John was saying. That it felt like I was underwater and I couldn't hear the Lord's word. I thought this would just be all of it, but later in this afternoon where I went to the beach with fellow brothers and sisters from Vancouver, we had a fun time, but near the end, I started to feel lonely. It wasn't lonely in the flesh, but really lonely in the spirit, that my spirit was really calling to me. And at that point, I realized all the things that happened in the past, was that really in the spirit? Was that really for the Lord? And I figured out it wasn't, that I was really in the flesh and how I felt that I was spiritually dead. So when I came back, I had a shower and I really cried out to the Lord to really purge out all the leaven from me and really give life to me again, that I can really experience His reality and spirit. But I would like to say that at that point He gave it to me, but really He gave it to me later. From that point, it was around 5:30, and I knew dinner was coming. I felt some sort of pressure or something kind of pound, like some sort of pressure on my chest and my body, that I felt like I was being consumed by something. And when I was coming here to the meeting, not the meeting, dinner, I really prayed to the Lord that may He really free me from this bondage. And the first thing that really He showed me was when I came in, I saw this red scarf. And I remembered the joke that John said when he talked to scarves, that, oh, we should take the red scarf as it was the blood poured out by Christ and how He purchased us with this blood. And really, this feeling gave peace to me. But at that moment, I told the Lord, I don't want this peace. I want Your life in me. But I wasn't aware of what He was trying to do. So throughout the dinner, I talked with other saints. And I heard their stories and how they came to the Lord. and it sort of gave, it really touched me or something. I'm kind of lost right now. I'm sorry. And I remember I wanted to really praise the Lord, but I knew I had this peace, but I still had this pounding or this pressure on me. And this, when we sang the hymns, I would like to say some hymns that really touched me, or some verses in the hymns that touched me. In number 181, verse 2, it says, "There's a man in the glory whose life is for me. He overcame Satan, from bondage he's free. In life he's reigning, how king is he? His life in the glory, my life must be." When we sang this song, I felt some sort of pressure was really being released from me. And I just somehow felt more joyful, more peaceful. Then we sang another song that touched me. I can't find it. On page number, song number 215, on verse 2, it says, "Jesus only is our Savior. All our guilt he bore away. He our righteousness forever. All our strength from day to day." These really touched me because I realized that I was really deceiving myself for these past 15 years. That whenever I felt like I was in the Lord, I was not actually in the Lord. That I was actually in the flesh, in these concepts in religion. And really, I just forgot what I was going to say. I would still like to continue. Pardon? Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Then when I really, throughout the meeting, I started to feel lighter and lighter, and that I felt this peace in the Lord, and I felt like there's a wall between me and God. Then I remembered something that I overheard from brother, that to trust in someone, you have to make a leap of faith. So I really wanted to make a leap in faith and really praise the Father, and how I realized the Lord isn't as complex. It isn't a religion concept or practice you do, but it's really just a reality, and that all I have to do is just really follow the Lamb and just push all distractions away from me and really turn to Him. Praise the Lord. Amen.
I just want to share very shortly. A few meetings ago, brother shared this point that God knows everything and He has solution for all situation. Even the biggest problem we got here in this earth, it's a sin, yeah? But God, before creation, before foundation, He prepared, He had this solution. And also, in Ukraine, I have a good friend. She has a very big problem in the family, and I was thinking about her. And I just came home, and I sent her a message, and I shared with her this verse and what touched me. And I was touched also about that we can trust God because He has solutions, so we can sleep well. And so we can forget about sleepless nights. That time I was thinking about this sister, about this situation, about her family, so I couldn't sleep. I shared with her before I went to sleep, and near myself I couldn't sleep. Then I woke up in the morning. I was so tired, and I was thinking, Lord, why I was so worried? Before I shared with her, and the Lord just reminded me that I should know the Lamb more and more, and even me myself, I should trust Him. And also, this sister and her family belong to the Lord. And as God also told me that, reminded me that. I belong no more to me, but I belong to the Lord. So this brother and this sister, they belong to the Lord. So I have to give them I have give them to the Lord's hands and completely trust on Him in all situation. Praise the Lord. God has solution. Amen.
Yes. Very short one.
No.
You can use it. Okay.
I've been very encouraged this morning by the word we heard. And I was so encouraged that the Lord is the first fruit. It means that there is fruit after that. And it reminds me John 15, with the true vine. And I was really touched by the fact that the first fruits to be ripen are the fruits the closer from the vine. And this is really how I want to experience the Lord. I want to be in the first fruits to be ripen. And I really want to be so close to the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I would just like to say something just quick. I was here last year, and it was really, really amazing. Every time I get together with the saints of other international localities, I don't go back home empty-handed. And I like to thank God for that. But apparently, every time I come back, the devil uses a new trick. Last year, the following year I came back, I was saying that I'm a changed person, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But every time I got in the midst of, you know, my friends, I'm a different person. Like, really different person. But apparently, close to after the young people's conference, which we had in, what is Stuttgart? I'm not sure where we had it. It was in Germany. I got really convinced that I can actually do all things through Christ's strength in me. And apparently, on the first day of school, when school began, we were all given each like a verse that we're going to read to the school assembly to, you know, tell them about verse. We normally do that, and apparently I was given, I don't know the page of the verse, but it says, if I deny Jesus in front of my friends, that He would deny me in front of His Father. No, now that really touched me. Apparently, I just got confused, like what was he trying to say? What was I trying to say? To when, as I was reading it out loud, and I realized what he was trying to say. So this is my trespass often. I would just like God to forgive me about it. Amen.
As I said, we really need time, practice, and to learn to bring the offerings to the Father, to really learn how to prepare the offerings. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not going to speak that long anymore. Yeah, okay, sorry.
Better take it.
Learn obedience. Right here, right? That's it. Where is it now? Okay. That's it. Amen. Praise the Lord. This matter of the true worship and to offer sacrifices, spiritual sacrifice to the Father, it is not a matter of doctrines or just knowledge, but it takes a lot of practice, learning to labor during the week to prepare the offerings. I know we are not used to it. We need to learn. Even spiritual things need our learning. Do not be afraid to make mistakes. It is all right to make mistakes. But we need to learn to labor and practice. That is why it is very important for all of us to get into these five offerings here. Right. So briefly tonight, in 5 minutes, I'll just share a little bit. The first offering is the burnt offering. It's a burnt offering. Burnt offering means that our Lord Jesus Christ, in his human life on this earth, he lived a life to do the will of the Father. Because when God created us, actually he created us for himself. But after man fell, man became the enemy of God and even just lived for themselves. We became selfish, self-centered. Right? We just want to live a life to satisfy ourselves. So the Lord came as a man that is absolutely one with God to do the Father's will. And this is very important for us to experience, to learn from Christ, and to take actually Christ as such a person. You have to know that the Lord came to do the will of the Father. Even the Lord says, my meat or my food is to do the will of him who sent me. Right? And the Lord lived a life that is fully well-pleasing to the Father. Our life is definitely not like that. So there are so many situations and opportunities in our daily living. On one hand, we realize, I don't have such a life. But that realization will turn you to the Lord and says, Lord, help me. I want to take you as my life to live such a life that is for the will of the Father. Right. You love to play computer, maybe a computer game. And the Lord says, stop, come and spend some time with me. Now, what are you going to do? Are you going to obey, or are you going to continue to play with your computer, for example? Right. Or you may be doing something else which you know you shouldn't be doing. Right. So you must learn to turn to the Lord within you to say, no, stop. I want to live a life that is pleasing to the Father. Right, Lord, I take you as such a life within me. Right. Or maybe in our life, you may not have any mood to go to the meeting. Oh, this is very normal in our fallen flesh, not to want to come to the meeting. Right? Or even to take it so easy, and now it doesn't matter, I don't have to go on time. Well, you need to take the Lord as the life that is fully for the Father, well-pleasing to the Father. No, I want to get up earlier, get ready so that I can come to the meeting on time, right? To please the Father, how about that? Hey, in many things, you go to your job. Do you take it easy and come 1 hour late to your job? Do you do that? No. And what about coming to the meeting? It's just a meeting, right? Nobody's going to get mad if you're 10 minutes late. How about that? But have you ever thought that we are having an appointment with God here to keep the feast? To keep the feast, we have to be on time with the Lord. And this is a training. This is to live a life that is for the Father, to do the Father's will. You know, in our mind, we don't have that concept. Right? But the Lord is our burned offering. Right. I want to seek the Father. I want to know what is the Father's will. Right. And that is why the Lord said, how to pray, Father. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth. Right. So, right. Gradually, as you learn day by day to take the Lord as such an offering, you want to prepare such an offering, right? So you learn to take every opportunity to be for the Father's will, to please the Father, to obey the Father, right? To be one with the Father's will. This is the burnt offering. Right? So, to be very specific, you need to prepare, to learn how to prepare that. It doesn't happen overnight, so don't worry about it. But you need to learn how to prepare such an offering. Right? And then you have the meal offering. The meal offering is like, for example, what our brother just shared. The humanity of our Lord Jesus Christ is not only fine, but it is really perfect, different than our humanity. So I do have to have a desire, Lord, replace me. That's why Paul says, for me to live is Christ. In everything, right, he learned to apply the humanity of the Lord Jesus Christ, even the sufferings that our brother is talking about. Right? We react so quickly. We are not willing to go through sufferings or even to have pressure. Right? You love pressure. Right? What about the life of our Lord Jesus Christ? He is under constant observation. A lot of troubles and problems. But how does the Lord react? His wonderful humanity, right? You should appreciate that. That's why you can see all the four Gospels. The Lord is just wonderful in his human life. And we have to learn to appreciate that and to apply the Lord in the family life, between husband and wife, right? In the church life, at work, you have many, many opportunities to eat the fine unleavened bread and to experience the humanity of the Lord Jesus Christ. So you have the feast of the unleavened bread that will help you to prepare a meal offering for the Father, for example, right? Just talking about these two offerings, you need to learn how to prepare them. It takes time, so don't worry, right? In the beginning, you may not know which offering you are offering to the Father, but it really doesn't matter, because you will learn. After half a year, you will be an expert. Okay? So don't worry about it, right? In the beginning, you just learn to offer up an offering to the Father, even if you could not tell which offering was that, right? It does not matter. But you will learn after a few months. You will really know how to prepare an offering. And the Lord will give you so many situations. Praise God.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
It's time, and we will continue tomorrow. Amen. Concerning the next feast. Praise the Lord.
Right?
I think many of us are tired. You can go home and get some rest. Amen.